It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hi, I'm Janet.
And I'm Aubrey.
And we are Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Because men like boobs and girls like wine.
Woo! Aubrey Wallace is in the house. Can I use your last name?
No. I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Edit. I'm
totally kidding.
The nice thing about podcasts is it's editable.
I really don't care if you use the last name. I just want to see your face.
Williams? Yes.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
So this is the first time on my podcast.
Indeed.
Have you been on any other podcasts?
Never.
I'm
a podcast virgin.
Yay. Do you listen to podcasts?
Not really. I don't know.
I didn't either until I started recording them. And then I was like, I want to listen to all of them and find out what I'm doing wrong and what other people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, welcome to podcast land.
Sweet.
And you went to school like me for broadcast journalism.
I started out in not broadcast, but journalism.
Journalism.
And then I ended up a communication major.
There you go.
So, I mean, you know, sort of the same field, I guess.
Right. And you graduated with your bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to real estate school.
I went to real estate
and
school.
And I jumped into recruiting. So it was like 2 R's, yeah. But nothing near communications.
Yeah, you know, you never know where you'll end up. I mean.
Right. And we both have boyfriends that used to be in the radio world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of things in common.
We do. I feel like we'll have a lot to talk about.
We will.
Some good commentary tonight.
Yes. Since it's your first time on the podcast, I like to throw out some questions to really get to know you. Every week we have question answer fun with all of the guests, and I'll get to that a little bit later, where my guest from last week left some questions for me to ask you.
Oh.
Yeah. But I came up with my own questions just to get to know Aubrey a little bit better.
Okay.
All right?
All right. I'm ready. Shoot.
First of all, what was the last thing that made you really angry? Like, angry. Like, I have to count to 10 or someone might get a pie in the face.
Okay, well, I don't really get that angry very often.
I don't see you getting that angry.
But I do have a funny story. So Shania Twain is my favorite artist, like, mm-hmm. ever. And she was here on Friday.
She is your Miranda.
She is my Miranda. And so Greg and I went to the show on Friday. And we had the record label seats or whatever he got through work. And it was like right on the aisle, kind of to the edge of the stage. So they were good seats.
Yeah.
And I loved being on the aisle because I'm like, oh, she comes up here. Like, I'm in a prime location.
Yay!
High-fiving, you know, yes. All that stuff. So we're sitting there and my parents, I had bought tickets because I didn't know if he'd for sure get tickets.
Right.
So my parents took those tickets and the seats next to us were open. So I'm like, oh, we'll just have my parents come up. Because it was like the beginning of, or Shania hadn't started yet, but it was getting close. So they came up and sat down, and all of a sudden these two people come up, and my parents were in their seats. So we got up, and Greg and my parents just go in the aisle behind us and go to some empty seats on the other end, you know, that wasn't on the edge. So we all go up there, and I followed them, and I'm like, I really don't want to leave. Like, this is, like, kind of a prime location. This is my favorite singer, you know?
Of all time.
I know. I'm like, if I have a chance to high-five her or whatever, you know, I had a prime location. So we go up there, and I was, like, kind of mad at Greg. I'm like, what the hell, man? Like,
don't relocate me.
Yeah,
I had a good seat.
I know. I had a good seat, and my beer's still down there because I wasn't thinking straight, and, you know? So he's like, well, I'm sorry. Like, do you want to go down there? I'm like, yeah. So, like, we went back down there. And all of a sudden, like, we're sitting there. And I hear him go, oh, hey, what's up? You know, like, he knew the guy next to him. And I look over, and it's his boss.
Oh,
I'm like,
wow.
Oh, sorry. And he's like, I really didn't care. I'm like, I know, but, you know, you don't want to sit next to your boss.
Right.
You know,
especially these days.
Yeah, I mean, him and his boss have a good relationship cool, yeah. and stuff, but I was like, oh, and my parents were sitting in a seat. That's awesome.
Awkward. Oh, yeah. Goodness gracious.
But I mean, it didn't make me like seething or anything. It's right. just, you know, the last.
You were frustrated.
I was like, come on, man.
It was all about communication. Like, yes. if he would have said, hey, Aubrey, this is my boss. Boss, this is Aubrey.
Well, and I'd met him before, but I didn't recognize him.
Dang it. I do that all the time. Steve's like, yeah, you've met that guy before. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I have not a clue.
My bad.
Whoops. Well, that's not too bad.
Like, yeah, no, it wasn't bad. It was, I honestly, like, I don't get seething angry.
I don't see that you. Often. Yeah, I'm the same way. I'll just, like, shut down before I get angry. I'll just be like, whatever, I conceive.
Yeah.
You
it,
win.
It takes a lot, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's. It's got to be bad.
I think my worst when it comes to anger is driving. And I keep yes. it inside.
Well, or, you're just in a little box,
yes.
you know?
Or if Steve's there, I'll be like, oh, Emmer Effer, that person just is an idiot. I could have told, yeah, he was turning without a turn signal. I can read minds and stuff. And I just go off. And I'm such an ugly driver
oh, dude,
if you're
that's
riding
me too.
With me.
That's me too.
But it's dangerous out there. Like
it
I heard
is.
Someone pulled a gun on someone recently
what?
In the area, like for cutting
like
them
Kieran
off.
Like Kieran Parker?
Like maybe not Parker, but like DTC
like Suburbia?
South Denver. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you're just like, crap, I gotta keep my anger inside.
Have you seen those things though that you could put in your car and it's like a round thing and you can like from the front, I think there's some sort of controller. You can tell it what like to make a mad face or like a smiley face.
Oh wow, that's
or whatever.
Awesome.
I know. I really want one.
I always wanted like for us to be able to like send like text message type things to other cars and like anonymously and be like, "Hey, nice turn signal, asshole." You know.
So the really yes. bad drivers are texting and driving now.
Well, no, we could like talk and text. Like, Siri, tell this
oh,
car.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Tell car with
like,
this license
tap into
plate.
Their system. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I like that. I like that.
But yeah, this I haven't heard of this. What it's, is it called?
I don't know. I just think I saw it on Pinterest.
And you just
I
put like a like a round like an emoji con.
Yeah, it's like a little electronic like display, I guess, and you put it in the back of your car. I would probably have one in every corner of my
yes.
car. You know, so if somebody
like
cuts you off, you know. Yeah, exactly. Somebody cuts you off, you have one right in the front there.
So it's the middle finger emoji con.
Exactly. I like it. I
passive
like
aggressive
it.
Awesomeness.
I love it. It's easy to be passive aggressive in the car.
It is. It is, because you just smile.
I know, and people aren't as afraid to be jerks on the road,
right?
You know,
because
it's not
because
face
they feel
to face.
Like they can just speed away.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like online trolls.
Yes,
you can.
There's no face to it.
Kind
so.
Of anonymous, and people are
exactly.
just like, whatever. I can run the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what three songs are on repeat in your world right now? Right this
oh,
moment.
Gosh.
I almost said five, and I was like, I couldn't name five.
I couldn't
That's
name five either.
A lot of pressure.
It depends on my mood.
Friday afternoon, driving home from work. That's probably like my happiest
All right.
moment.
All right, if I'm in party mode, rocking
yes.
out in my car, it sounds cliche, but I love my Shania. Got my Shania. You
Man,
know?
I feel like a woman.
Actually, Honey, I'm Home.
Oh,
after
I love
a
that
long,
song.
Hard day at work, I'm like, this is perfect.
Pour
perfect.
Me a cold one.
I know.
That's awesome. Okay, yeah. That's one. So now, on your way to work on an average day.
Let's see.
Do you listen to like pump up music to get you ready to take on the cubicle land?
It depends on my mood. Sometimes I'm all like, oh yeah, today's gonna be a good day, and other times I'm like, God, I really don't want to go to work.
Why did I have to leave my pillow?
Yeah. I don't know, I've been listening to a lot of Sam Hunt lately.
He's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome. And then sometimes I'll just flip through the channels on the radio. And
radio, what's that?
I know, right? What is that? And usually it'll be a commercial, and I'm like, all right, I guess I'll pull out my phone and
right.
put something on.
At a red light.
Yes, definitely at a red light.
Safety first.
Definitely, definitely. Or empty road.
Right. So it's August. It's almost the end of August. What has been the highlight of your summer so far?
Highlight of my summer, I would have to definitely say, was the Darius Rucker concert.
Oh, yeah, because you got, like, VIP backstage
oh, yeah.
hang time with Brett Eldridge, my boyfriend.
Well, I wish we had more hang time with him, but mostly 1,000 horses.
Right. But you
yes.
got to see Brett Eldridge,
yes.
like, fist bump or anything? Like,
you know, no, it was kind of awkward. He was, actually, Mark Schlereth was there, and he was talking to Mark Schlereth, and we're backstage.
He is a chilly guy that used to play football, right? He has his chilly. Own chilly now.
Oh, he probably does.
Yeah.
He's a
okay.
sportscaster, too.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so he was. They were both backstage talking, and Greg and I got backstage, and we're like, Greg points out Brett Eldredge. He's like, "Oh, there's Mark Schlereth and Brett Eldredge. Let's go talk to them." So we go up, and all of a sudden, Greg's like, "Turn around, turn around!" And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "They were in a really deep conversation that would have been really awkward." Okay, I guess we're not saying hi to them.
So, Thousand Horses, they're a new up and coming band. Mm-hmm. How were they?
As
people?
They were all really cool. They were super nice. Like, I couldn't tell you who was who. Like, I didn't even hear their songs before the concert.
Truth. Aubrey, truth. I know.
But actually, no, I've only listened to their hit song, Smoke. Yes. And I actually really like that.
I love that song.
Yeah. But no, they were all really nice guys. They were the ones who invited us backstage. We were hanging out in the radio area. Cool. And they're like, "Oh, Darius is about to do a pre-show shot. You guys want to come?" And we're like, "Yes, please." Yeah. Do you even have to ask that?
What does Darius shoot before a concert?
Oh, you know, I had a few beers. I don't
you weren't keeping tabs. Well, see, I noticed stuff like that. I'm like, Jason Aldean is drinking Crown and Sprite.
I should have paid more attention. But, yeah, I mean, you know, the beer backstage was free also. So I was kind of excited about that and probably drank a little bit too much.
And you had to take an Uber back home.
Yeah.
Smart girl.
Ubered it. Yeah. No, neither of us were in any shape to drive.
Now, can we talk about your situation at home with cameras?
yes, we can.
Your boyfriend Greg is kind of a techie guy. I don't want to use the
N-word.
That's
an understatement. No, I call him a nerd all the time. It's fine.
You guys live in is it one bedroom apartment?
Yeah.
Bedroom apartment, and he has security cameras up.
Yep, he does.
And so you said after you came home from the Darius Rucker concert, a little toasted, you were able to go back the next day and watch the footage.
Yes.
Okay. Aren't you nervous about someone tapping into your footage or someone seeing stuff in your life? Like, I don't want to be on reality TV.
Well, I asked Greg that because I had heard a story about some guy tapping into like a baby monitor.
Yes.
And like, you know, projecting his voice over the baby monitor and like obviously freaking the parents out. So I asked him, I'm like, that's not going to happen, right? Because I walk around naked sometimes.
Right. We all do.
You know, or at least in my underwear. Like, I'm not going to just change in the bathroom and not ever walk around naked.
Right.
Like, I enjoy it sometimes,
it's
you know?
It's my home.
I know. But I asked him about that, and he's like, no. It's like, it's super secure, you know? I trust him when he says that. But I don't know what he does behind that little computer screen of his.
Right.
But he's, He knows all that kind of stuff. He's very tech savvy, so.
Don't watch CSI Cyber.
I probably shouldn't.
Because one of the first episodes was about the baby monitor hacking.
Oh.
And I'm just like, some of the stuff they show, I'm like, holy muffin. Like, someone taking over a roller coaster and, like, making it crash.
Oh,
and
great.
It's James Vanderbeek's in it, so Dawson's in it. So I was like, I want to watch this, and now I can't.
Now you're like, I wish I hadn't watched
so many bad
lot,
thoughts
Dawson.
In my head. Yeah, thanks, Dawson. What is your favorite season of the year?
Summer. I'm a summer girl.
I love the heat.
I love the heat, and if there was a beach in Colorado, I'd be on it every single day.
Me too. I have coworkers that live in Florida and California, and I'm just like, please don't check in every time you go near the beach, because all I see is blue, and it makes me sad.
Colorado is like the perfect place to live, but the only thing it's missing is a beach.
A real beach.
Like,
it has beaches.
Not Cherry Creek Reservoir.
No.
Where I don't think I really even want to be barefoot on that sand.
Oh, no.
Or go anywhere near that water.
What do you want to be when you grow up? We've talked about you doing the radio thing, the real estate thing. You're not in real estate anymore.
I work at a title company,
right.
And I help my mom with marketing and stuff on the side. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
I understand completely.
I just want to be rich.
I know, right?
How about that?
So I can buy whatever I want and do whatever I want and go to the beach whenever I want.
Exactly. Have a house in Hawaii.
Yes.
I'm all about it.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I thought about going back to school to get my teaching license. Mm-hmm. But Greg just got let go, so that's kind of on hold right now.
Right. So
yeah.
Earlier when I was referencing the odd relationship between him and his boss.
Yeah, that would probably, yeah. That's an important piece of information.
Right.
Yes.
I didn't want to throw it out there if it wasn't open for discussion.
Yeah.
All right. Can you cry on demand?
You know, it depends if I'm PMSing or not.
Depends on the hormone levels.
Exactly. If I've got a lot of hormones going on, I might just be able to, you know.
I watch these actors and actresses and I'm amazed.
It is incredible.
I can't do it.
I think my problem is, like, I don't want to get that sad.
Right.
to be able to cry. Like, man, you got to think of sad.
Yeah. Dark place.
You got to think of, like, sad stuff.
Very sad stuff.
I don't want to do that. I just saw Southpaw yesterday.
Well, I haven't seen it. I don't want to. But yeah, Steve and has seen it, I believe.
Yeah.
And
it just made me really sad.
It's the boxing movie?
Yeah, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal, yes.
He got ripped for that movie. Oh, my God.
I don't understand how these guys do that, and then they just let it go.
I know. They can, like, gain, like, 100 pounds and look super fat.
Amazing.
And then they can... Yeah, and then they can lose it all and look super skinny, or they could, like, bulk up and
it's
amazing.
Matthew McConaughey and Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, my God, I know.
I'm like, where'd my Matthew go?
I know, I don't want to see this Matthew. No.
And I've seen, we went and saw Magic Mike XXL together.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Channing Tatum in pictures since then, and he's back to normal Channing, and I'm like, what happened?
Come on, man, keep to your workout regime.
How does your wife not, like, make you go, like... Eat broccoli and chicken.
So
and go to the gym,
like,
three times a day.
Does he got some, like, pudge going on? Or
he's what's... always kind of been, like, a rounder guy.
Yeah.
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 I feel like guys like that, when they lose the muscle, it kind of does do the softer stuff. But yeah. He's never going to be, like, John Candy or anything.
Yeah. Well, let's
out of control.
You know. I mean, he is a celebrity and has access to all the best, you know, personal trainers and everything. So you really don't have an excuse, dude.
You don't. Yeah. All right, so each week here on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, we take a moment to celebrate fierce women in the world.
Yes.
And we call it Woman Crush of the Week. Who is your Woman Crush of the Week this week?
I mean, I'm still on my Shania high.
Oh, that's awesome.
I gotta go with Shania, you know? I mean, thought about it and I was like...
You have to.
I have to. It's like Shania week. It's like a celebration.
Oh, I got you. Steve was so sick of hearing about Miranda. And then, like, 2 days after I saw Miranda, came the divorce announcement.
Oh,
and I'm
my
like,
God.
This is never going to end. It's
just
Miranda
depressing.
World.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, Greg's probably sick of hearing about Shania, too.
But he's nice enough to not call you out on it. Steve
no,
was
he
like,
calls me out
oh,
on it.
Never mind. They're equal.
He's like, you owe me.
Stop. Every time you say Shania, I get to drink a beer.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, my woman crush of the week is not a celebrity, which is not typical for me.
Is it me? I'm just kidding.
It's actually my other girlfriend. She is sending her daughter off to college. And to see the struggles
that has been hard.
Oh, I don't have little ones. But I can only imagine. She's kind of been a single mom for most of her daughter's life. So it's been her and her daughter living together, kind of like roomies now for the last couple years. And now her daughter has gone to one of the colleges here in Denver to the dorm. And her daughter's struggling. Like, wants to come home. Showered at home the first night because there's four girls in one room.
Oh, wow.
And she's not used to having to share her space because she was an only child. And just... I can only imagine what that could be like for a mother.
That's got to be so tough. Yes. I remember, though, when I went off to... I mean, I grew up with, you know, my parents are still together, and I grew up with an older brother and whatever. So I'm sure it would be a little bit more difficult if it was just the two of them, you know. But I know my mom definitely had a hard time, and I had a lot of homesickness when I was away. You know, I mean, I'm close with my family, and I'm sure she's close with her mom, and, you know, it's tough to be away for, you know, and I was in Boulder.
Right.
So to
Which
be
was
that far away.
Farther away than, like, 20 minutes from home. But still.
But even 20 minutes, I mean.
And where you don't feel like you can go home. Like, because my friend, her name's Kathy. I should throw at her. Kathy Lewis. She's got to be tough. It's that tough love time where it's time to send her on her way. Let her spread her wings and fly. But it's definitely going to be tough. Then on a side note, you're my other woman crush of the week. You came directly from work and, like, no catching your breath, no breathe time. Hello! But that was hilarious.
Good. I don't need breathe time.
So you got to see Magic Mike XXL because of a screening that Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine had.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, no worries.
Those firemen were...
Yes, and, that was the best screening ever.
It was.
Ever.
It was a scene for sure.
Outside of Channing Tatum himself being there, like, that was pretty amazing.
That's as close as you could get, mm-hmm. except for the one old dude.
I think he is August 2015.
Yeah. I know, it's like, you got a nice body and all, but it's, you're, compared to the other dudes, like.
And even the chick.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
about her. I was like, dang, I want to be that.
I know. Be that. Ripped.
Well, we have another chance for Denver listeners to see a new movie before it hits theaters.
Ooh.
It's a movie called Learning to Drive. And the screening is going to be September 2nd. I believe it's a Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at the Landmark Greenwood Village. And for those listeners who in Denver who want a chance to win, all you got to do is send an email with your name to twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. And I will post the link to the trailer. But it's starring Academy Award nominee Patricia Clarkson. Are you familiar with that name? When you see her face, it's one of those faces you go, oh, yeah.
Should I Google her right now?
Yes, do that right now.
Patricia Clarkson?
Mm-hmm. And Academy Award winner Ben Kingsley. It's a feel-good coming-of-middle-age comedy about a mismatched pair who help each other overcome life's roadblocks.
Oh, I know her. Don't know her name. Now I do.
Now, Patricia Clarkson. So, twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. And Aubrey, if you are available that night,
what night is it?
It's a Wednesday, September 2nd.
September 2nd. It sounds open.
All right.
It sounds open.
Let me know, because I have several pairs of tickets, and I would definitely like to have you join.
So it's Ben Kingsley.
Yes.
It's the bald dude, right?
Yeah, but he wears a turban.
Oh.
Google?
Yes.
Ben Kingsley. And if you're listening and you don't know who it is, Google right now. Pull up your smartphone.
We know you have your smartphone right in your lap right now.
I watched the trailer probably 5 times yesterday, and I think it's going to be adorable.
Really?
Yes.
So it's kind of like a little rom-com?
Yeah, but it's like...
Oh, this dude.
Of older people...
Like an older people.
Like the Marigold
Geriatric
Hotel.
Geriatric rom-com.
Yes. Like the Marigold Hotel. The exotic Marigold Hotel. I can't say that word. Did you watch that movie?
No. I don't think so. There was one movie, though, with Diane Keaton and
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, yes.
Yes, very similar like to that. Any movie. Because I think they've done a couple. Very similar to that type.
Yeah.
Where it's adorable to watch.
I know. I
and you
want to
be those old people.
I know. You're like, oh, they're going to grow older together.
And when I say old, that's very subjective because I don't know how old they are. But they're older than us.
Yes.
They're gray and...
Gray is like... old.
Yes.
Right?
I don't
Is that how
I
people...
Feel like we're totally setting ourselves up for comments.
Well, some people go gray at like 29 or
right, I was
super
thinking that.
Early.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
So are you into the Hollywood news? What's happening in Hollywood?
Typically, I'm pretty up to date.
So what's on your radar lately?
Because
I went to go do research and I was like, hey, Madonna turned 57 yesterday. And then I watched her, hey, I'm Madonna, bitch, video.
Hey, oh, I haven't seen that.
It's a waste of time.
I don't want to see it. No. Okay.
Have you seen the latest Britney and Iggy
Mm-mm.
song, Pretty Girls? Again, a waste of time. And I love Britney.
I was going to say, Britney was your girl before Miranda.
Yeah, I was really disappointed. I was just like...
Really?
This is a waste of time. But Britney won the Style Icon Award last night at the Teen Choice Awards.
Oh,
yes,
nice.
I watched the Teen Choice Awards.
Didn't know that was on.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Because they have this new whole... Because I'm obsessed with YouTube. Do you watch YouTube?
Yes, I do.
Who are your favorite YouTubers?
Oh, well, I don't...
Spot. Right on the spot.
I don't really follow specific channels. I just watch funny cat videos and stuff.
Oh, gotcha. She's a cat lady then.
I'm a cat lady.
So Grace Helbig is one of my all-time favorite YouTubers.
Okay.
She recently had a show on E!, hoping it'll come back for a second season. But she was nominated for female web something or other. And I was like, oh, they have a web category. And they do. They had like web music, web mail, web. And I was like, this is amazing.
That's
like
kind of awesome.
A whole new like... genre that
because there's so many stars on YouTube mm-hmm. I mean so many people that like
Tyler Oakley is a name that most people know
mm-hmm. Jenna Marbles
yes I love Jenna Marbles
yeah,
we were just
funny.
Watching her videos yesterday she's awesome but that's the only reason I was watching but then I was like hey Britney's on hey 17
Spears.
Years she's
Woo.
Been on several of the Teen Choice Awards she was on the very first one in 1999
Really?
Yes.
That was like her prime. 1999.
Yep. My senior year of high school, mm-hmm. she would have been 17. And yep. That was everyone's prime back then.
Oh, yeah. I had every album. Loved me some Britney.
Me too.
Yeah. I want to see her in Vegas.
I know, but tickets are so expensive, and she's never there when I go. It's two very complicated
things. Come on, Britney.
I know. She's slacking.
Yeah, seriously. She should know.
So you've been in a steady relationship for... Hold on. Just kidding. Oh. We're going to do question and answer fun.
Oh, okay.
I almost forgot. So as I said, my co-host last week, Carrie and Teresa, left some questions for Aubrey.
Okay.
Now, they don't know you. And they were like, we don't know her. She's never been on. We can't listen to previous podcasts. I'm like, yeah, I know it's hard. But I was proud of them. They came up with three questions each. So
I'm on the spot.
You are. If you're on a desert island, what is the one thing you would bring? Food, water, toiletries, not included.
The one thing I would bring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't bring an iPad because.
How would you charge
there's
it?
There's no Wi-Fi.
Right?
Let's see. How about a satellite phone? I saw it in Jurassic Park 3. I watched that a couple weeks ago and I'm like, they seem to do all right with a satellite phone as long as the dinosaur didn't eat it.
Right. Don't let it drop in the water or let the dinosaur eat it.
I feel like that seems like a good choice. I don't know much about satellite phones, but.
I feel like you could call your mom.
Or maybe, you know, the authorities would be better.
Yeah, to save yourself. Right. Right. I'm like, you can call your mom.
Hey, mom, how's it going? I'm on a desert island.
I have no way of getting off here. Hey.
Yeah, see I'm you never.
Who's your favorite artist who has passed on?
Who has passed on? Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. That's a tough one.
It is, because there's a lot. A lot of artists.
As in musical general, artist or anybody?
This just says artist, so that's very broad.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Mine would be Elvis.
I almost said Elvis.
Oh, sorry.
I wish... No, don't be sorry. I wish I could have seen him. I mean...
Oh, I know.
My grandmother and my uncle saw him in concert.
Oh, when it was cute Elvis or Elvis?
I think, like, in his prime. Because my grandma tells that story, and she's just like, oh, my God, it was like... The coolest thing ever. I mean, you would have think Jesus Christ himself just came out on stage. I mean, you know, it...
I bet it's like Taylor Swift screams, like, times 10.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine.
Probably. Yeah, that would have been cool to see him in concert. I mean,
mm-hmm.
The king of rock and roll.
Right. I used to listen to his music on repeat, and then I kind of go... There's no new music. You kind of get bored.
Come on, Elvis. Come out with some new stuff. Didn't Lisa, or what's her name? Lisa Marie Presley, didn't she do a music stint?
Priscilla. No. Yes, Priscilla Lisa
was,
Marie.
Yeah,
was
the his daughter. Yeah. Yes.
And she was married to Michael Jackson for a minute.
Yeah. And what's his face? Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. For another minute.
And I think Nicolas Cage only married her because he liked Elvis.
I think so,
too.
Which
is kind of weird. He's a weirdo anyway.
He is. I can't handle him. I don't want to see him.
He's just creepy.
He is.
And I hate it. Like, I mean, not so much anymore, but he used to get those, like, heartthrob roles. Like, they should have gone to heartthrobs, and you're like, really? Stop. Nick Cage? Come on, man.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves? Call him?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise at the time before he started jumping on couches and being weird?
Yeah. He looks... I mean, he still looks good, but, you know.
His weirdness.
Bit. Yeah. Mm.
If someone asked you for your best advice from your life, what would it be?
Best advice from my life?
Mm-hmm. Because you haven't lived a long life yet.
I haven't lived a long
life. But what would be your life advice so far?
Probably don't let the little things bother you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think so many people dwell on, like, stupid little stuff so much. And it's like, come on.
Let it go.
Live life. You know, life's too short to be dwelling on that, you know.
Yes. Focus on the positive things like Shania Twain concerts.
Exactly. And Miranda Lambert concerts.
What's a weird, quirky habit of yours?
Weird, quirky habit. I'm pretty OCD sometimes. I mean, Greg wouldn't say that because he thinks I'm kind of messy. But
because he's way OCD.
Yeah, he's really OCD. I don't know. I have a I get really OCD about locking my car, even though there's nothing really important there.
Right.
Like, I hit the button like a million times. And
everyone is like, why is that car honking so much?
I know. I'm like, I just want to make sure it's locked. Even though there's nothing in there, my car's worth maybe like $1,500. It's got an empty tank to boot.
Right.
Like, I just want
to
make sure.
No one's going to be able to open that door and steal
exactly.
it. They would have to break something.
Exactly.
Are you a morning or night person?
Probably more of a night person.
How does that work with your day job?
You know, it doesn't work very well with my day job.
Are you pounding coffee to like 10 a.m.?
I don't drink much coffee.
I'll
drink it a couple times a week, but I don't know. I just have such a hard time getting up in the morning. I set my alarm for 5 this morning because I'm like, I'm going to work out. I'm going to do it this time. And I ended up just snoozing it until like 6. So.
And Greg gets up really early. He's gone when your alarm goes off.
Yeah, he's gone at least by 3, I think.
So, like, when my alarm goes off, I'm like, crap, don't wake the boyfriend up. Because he doesn't have to get up.
Yeah.
But when he's traveling, I tend to hit snooze until, like, 6.
Well, Greg hits snooze, like, a million times. And I sleep through his alarm for some reason.
Nice work.
And it is the most annoying alarm ever.
For 3 a.m., you would have to have, like, a truck.
But I sleep through it every morning. I don't know how. That's I kind of wake up as he's leaving a little, and then I go right back to sleep. It's weird.
Maybe that affects your sleep. Maybe that's why you're tired in the morning.
Maybe.
Because you don't...
I was really awake. I just didn't know it.
Right. That deep REM sleep didn't happen.
That's true, yeah.
As they say.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have your REM.
If you had to describe yourself using only 3 words, what would those 3 words be?
Oh, man.
I know. Lots of pressure here at Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
What kind of questions are these?
Thinkers.
Describe myself with 3 words. God, I don't even know.
How would your best friend describe you if she could only use 3 words?
Or
he, I don't know. If your best friend's a he.
Well, if you count Greg, yeah.
Right?
Let's see.
But I feel like boyfriends are a little bit harder on us, so we'll be like cranky.
Cranky, irritable.
Right.
PMS-y.
Right. Depending on time of the month. So that's why your best friend, how would she describe you?
She'd probably say that I'm pretty laid back.
I see
about
that.
A lot of things. I don't know. I like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody does, obviously.
Right. I think there's some people that don't like to have fun.
I think
they just
I really
sit
think
at home and
I think
miserable.
They like being angry and they
and
like
they
hating
the world.
And
they sit
on
the computer and troll.
Exactly. Those are those people. Mm-hmm. The ones that just they're like, "Oh, I'm going to post something negative just cuz I can."
Right.
Yeah. Those people. Yep.
Yeah. Like those are the people that you post like, "Happy Thanksgiving everyone. Have a great day." And they're like, "Happy Thanksgiving blah. I'm stuck at home alone." I'm like, "Why do you have to throw that out there? I'm sorry, but
come on. You're not getting invited. Stop crying."
All right, so that third word that I keep interrupting
third
you.
Third word.
So sorry.
No problem. God, I don't know.
So tough.
I don't know. I guess she thinks I'm funny sometimes. When I want to be.
I think you're hilarious. Like, you... Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. All right, so you've been in a relationship for over 5 years.
Yes, ma'am. Well, not quite 5 years.
I thought it was 5 years.
It'll be 5 years a week from today.
Oh,
actually,
congratulations.
We're going to SS Park this weekend.
Ooh. When's the graduation date?
May. Sometime.
Okay. All right. Because we all know in Aubrey's life that her boyfriend is like, yeah, we'll get engaged and everything once I graduate college.
Yeah.
In May. All right.
That is the goal.
And at the Kenny Chesney concert a couple weeks ago, he even confirmed, like, she knows it's coming. I'm like, dang,
exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we've talked about it. I'm like, you know, we'll wait until we're financially ready.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
Well, I mean, more financially
Everyone
ready.
Has a job in the relationship. Sorry, Greg. Sorry. All right, so I found this article, and I thought this was pretty interesting. It's called Fake Weddings. They're the hot new way to plan your actual day. Have you heard of these?
Fake weddings.
Yeah, so it's called the Big Fake Wedding. It invites guests to a ceremony, followed by dinner, drinks, and dancing. Tickets, which are exchanged at the event for an invitation, cost $25, which is not a high dollar at all. compared to actually going to the wedding. The ceremony is staged. The model bride and groom are real. The big fake wedding picks an already married couple, and the ceremony serves as an opportunity for them to renew their vows. But it gives the potential bride and groom a chance to try out the wedding vendors, you know, cakes, DJs,
all of that. Oh, so they're kind of piggybacking on a vow renewal.
But it's like a vow renewal beyond, because there's the cake, the decorations, the invitations, the DJ, the party. Like, it's a full wedding. And for $25, if you were, like, going to get married and you're like, I want this package, but I want to see what this package looks like.
So are they going to people they don't know?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So do all the guests have to pay $25?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's $25 to, like, kind of see what your wedding could be like.
That's true.
Like, hey, I want the Princess Diana package. So you go and you're like, well, maybe without that DJ and add this cake. And, you know, that's how I envision it.
That's an interesting concept.
Would you do it if you could?
I mean, $25. I mean, if I was...
And that includes the meal. It includes everything.
I would probably only do it if I was indecisive about what I wanted to pick.
Do you have a Pinterest board where you exactly know what you want for your wedding?
I'm not really.
Okay.
But we went to a friend's wedding at the Tivoli.
What's that?
That's the student center downtown at UC Denver.
Okay.
And or CU Denver, whatever you want to call it.
That's why I said my friend's daughter was going to a college in Denver, because I get the names all confused.
Like DU, CU Denver, Metro State. Yeah. But it's kind of a cool historic building, and it used to be an old brewery at one point. But a high school friend of mine got married there, and she got married in the Turn Hall.
Okay.
It's like this room there, and it was actually a huge room. She had a really big wedding, and it was just really pretty how the lights were strung and everything. And apparently it was only like, I think she said it was $2,000.
Holy muffin.
For the venue for like 2 nights. You got to have it. You could set up the night before, and then you got it, obviously, your wedding night. So I was like, that's kind of awesome. And it would be cool, because Greg and I both went to that. Or I went to that school, and he still goes there. And
that is awesome.
Yeah. So
crazy.
You know, I guess if I was indecisive, I haven't looked into it much. But if I was really indecisive, that would be kind of a cool thing to do.
I didn't see you as having the Pinterest board yet. No. Like, there are those girls that do.
Yes, definitely.
And then
definitely.
When the ring gets on their finger, they're like, I'm ready. Bim, 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 bim.
Yeah. Go. See, when that ring gets on my finger, that's probably when I'll start looking.
Right.
One thing at a time, you know.
that's a smart way to do it. Are you a soda drinker?
I'm in the mood.
What's your soda of choice when you're in the mood?
Probably Coke.
Coke?
Coca-Cola. Gotta go with the classic.
Not the diet stuff?
You know, it just doesn't taste as good, and I think the fake sugars are just really bad for you, so.
Right. And that is, like, the reason that the U.S.'s love for soda is on the decline.
Mm-hmm.
Because it used to be everywhere. Steve and I were in IKEA this weekend, and we only went to have lunch because they have great salmon.
Oh.
And we were sitting there eating, and I look around, and I was like, Steve, look, there are no sodas on any table. Mm-hmm. There were waters, juices, but no soda. And I was like, that is crazy different. Like, 5 years ago, everyone would add a soda.
Yeah.
I used to drink a 12-pack of Diet Coke in 2 days.
I used to drink at least one a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was insane. It took a lot. Like, I now drink the carbonated waters, like the La Croix or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I love the bubbles. I love the bubbles. But because of all of, like, the diet and regular sodas have sugar, or they have the aspartame, which is horrible.
Yeah.
62% of people are saying that they're avoiding diet soda, and 61% say they avoid regular soda. So that's pretty substantial.
Yeah. You know, you could tell too, though. I mean, like you said, just, you know, sitting in IKEA, looking around. Yeah. But I mean, even at least in Denver, all these new restaurants that are coming up, you know, like the organic stuff, and they have, like, they have soda, but it's all, like, organic soda with cane sugar and whatever. It's actually really good.
I love that. Yeah. I love the cream soda.
Yeah, yeah, that's really good.
My girlfriend hates those things because she loves diet soda. So we go to eat, she's like, do they have Diet Coke? Oh, they only have Diet Pepsi? No. Really?
Come on,
man. She doesn't
drink
alcohol, so I guess has her vice.
Yeah, you gotta have your vice, especially if you're not drinking.
Right, right. But then I saw that Diet Pepsi is getting rid of aspartame. They're replacing it with another fake sugar, but they're getting rid of the aspartame. And they're going to try and, like, push that in the coming months. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But I have, like, in my coffee, I like some sweetness.
Yeah,
and if you gotta
have a little sweetness.
If I do real sugar at, like, 8 a.m., by 10 a.m., I'm, like, shaking and, like, sugar has crashed. So I've been trying the Truvia, which is supposed to be all-natural sweetener. I don't know. Probably in 5 years it's going to tell me it's killing me.
I was going to say, everything is killing you, apparently. I mean, every time you turn on the news, or I like to go on Huffington Post and read, like, their health section sometimes, and it's just, like...
Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty intense. But it's like
they're going to say freaking strawberries are bad for you now.
I know, right?
There's always like, oh, well, if you eat too many strawberries or whatever, you know, or something healthy.
Your intestines are going to eat themselves.
I saw kale the other day.
What?
I didn't read the article, but they were like, kale's not as good for you as you think if you eat too much of it. But I'm like, I didn't want to read this.
Have you seen, what, do you watch, what's that show called? Oh my gosh, I can't think of it. But it's one of those shows where it's a comedy and they have different skits. And one of the skits had where this guy was the asparagus guy for the food company. And his job was to push asparagus, but the kale guy was kicking his butt because kale was popular and asparagus was waning. And so he was about to lose his job. Do you think that could be real? Because how vegetables go like this. Like,
that's true.
2 years ago, it was sweet potato fries. Sweet potatoes were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then kale. And now I don't know what's next.
But I think it's Brussels just sprouts. All how it's marketed. Like you were saying. I mean, it's just like
I've never whatever's thought about hot. Vegetables being marketed.
It's weird. But I think especially with social media and the internet and stuff, it's like people, you know, when you're bored, you read articles or those the clickbait is really popular now, you know, mm-hmm. those articles where it's like, oh, you know, they have something
right
interesting that you want to.
You've gotten into one of those, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
So talk about it.
It's this site called My Likes, and mm-hmm. like you can only really make money at it if you have a lot of followers. I mean, like we're talking like hundreds of thousands of followers.
Whoa, like Jenna Marbles followers?
Yeah, exactly. But it's basically like, it's not really, they have some clickbait stuff you can post,
mm-hmm.
but there's the stuff that I post is kind of just interesting stuff that I would click on that is legitimate or seems to be legitimate,
mm-hmm.
but you know, you make like 1 cent per click or whatever. And
what is clickbait?
It's like, you know, those articles you see that it's just something like totally out there and ridiculous that you're like, oh my god, that happened, I have to click on this, you know,
right.
like
the guy having intercourse with the pig in
yes,
the Walmart
something
bathroom.
Like that, yes. And then or I think the real definition of clickbait would be something like that, and then you click on it, and it's something completely different. He just brought his pig into Walmart, you know, or whatever.
Is that legal?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't see how it could be illegal, because, I mean...
I guess you're right.
But it's
wasting
it's a gray
my time.
Line, definitely. Yeah. It's definitely a very...
I think if money was involved, it would be illegal, but since it's just wasting time. But one day, I feel like there's going to be a dollar amount put on time.
Yeah, probably.
Because some days I'm like, wow, that was like $20 worth of my time.
I know. Like, waiting at the DMV.
I don't do Pinterest anymore because it sucked my life.
I know.
And I'm like, I don't have it. I don't have it.
I know, and it's not productive stuff either.
No,
it's like you're just sitting there. I go in the humor section, and uh-huh. I see all the memes and everything else. I'm like, oh, it's so funny. And
this
then it's
is
like,
so much fun.
It's like 11:30 at night. I'm like, God, I have to get up early.
right. That's the good thing about me. I've really gotten structured because when I first moved to Colorado, I got the day job. I really struggled with the whole going to bed early because I was a night person.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me probably 5 years. And now you can ask Steve. I want to be in bed by 8:30. I want to be asleep by 9:30, maybe 10. If not, oh, it's going to be a bad day.
It's still so hard for me to go to bed early, though. I'm just like, I feel like...
I bet Greg goes to bed at like 7, right?
He doesn't.
How does he
not just takes
kill
naps.
People? Oh, Steve's
he takes naps
napper.
When he gets back. And I can't take naps. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't fall asleep.
Well, I can fall asleep, but then I don't want to wake up.
Well, yeah, I just... I don't know. I feel like I'm wasting the day or something mm-hmm. if I take a nap in the middle of the day. So I'm like, my brain, it just won't turn off. I'm like, oh my God, I have to like do something right. productive or like, I don't, you know, I don't want the day to be over because I have to work tomorrow or whatever, you know.
That's how I am on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
As soon as I wake up, my brain starts going.
Mm-hmm.
About
I'm like,
all
I got to get
stuff.
This done and
yes,
this done.
I have
and this
2 days of freedom.
Yep.
Go.
Exactly.
But sometimes Steve's good and he'll like pull me back and be like, sleep. Just sleep.
Just go to sleep.
I will handle stuff during the week. I don't know. Yeah. Well, Aubrey, I do want to thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
This was your first time. Did you have fun?
I did.
Will you come back?
What a blast. Of course I will.
You didn't seem nervous at all. Most people are a little nervous their first time.
Well, if I had an audience in front of me, I'd probably be trembling, but you know.
It's just friends.
Yeah.
Chatting.
Exactly.
All right. Everyone listening, have a great week. And remember, if you want to go see a movie and you're in Denver, twogirlsinabottleofwine@gmail.com. Just send me your name. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon!